Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in this history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Play the fucking theme song.
Hell yeah.
I can't do it, but I'd love, like, as you say, play the theme song, R2-D2's, like, I don't know, it just felt right.
You could do that. You can add that.
I mean, I can't do it as a person, but I'm going to put it in there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We got a special treat for you idiots out there. We got the commissioner, Cousin Josh, in the building.
He's here.
He's here. He's queer. He's not going anywhere.
He took time out of his very busy schedule to join us today. We really appreciate it.
He popped in a fresh Zen. We're ready to party, dude.
Josh,
what flavor?
What flavor? Spearmint.
Let's
spearmint
go.
Or peppermint. Those are my go-to Zen flavors.
Those are good ones.
Commissioner, I heard you got half a mozzarella stick today.
Oh, I was very upset about that. Ordered a 4-piece mozzarella from Arby's and then ended up getting 3.5 and really ruined my whole day. But I'm recovering. Yeah. Now I'm here talking to you guys. So,
is that how you started your day?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's how you started this podcast.
10 minutes ago.
It was like before, right after we got off the game, I get a picture of half a mozzarella stick, and he's like, they gave me half a mod stick. What is this shit?
Sons of bitches only gave me half a mozzarella stick. I don't even know how that happens.
Well, you think some acne-faced kid just took a bite of your mod stick?
It was fried completely around.
One for Josh, like, one for me. And then
yeah. It was encapsulated with breading. So it might have happened at the factory.
You think a factory guy took a bite of a raw one?
Not of a raw
just a cheese stick.
Just a cheese stick before, and right before that hit breaded. The batter.
Yeah. That's the most logical conclusion I've come up with so far.
Yeah, that guy was really... also going one for Josh, one for me.
Yeah.
<he knew. laughs> The guy at the factory.
That really boils my Bronco. Berry sauce, boys.
Nice.
Now, when you say you. Bronco berry sauce,
that's for the jalapeno cheese poppers.
The jalapeno poppers.
Oh, okay.
At Arby's,
it's a great sauce with jalapeno poppers.
You don't know your Arby's sauce.
No.
Are we
so
really gonna get into sauces
hang on,
again?
Hang on. I'm just saying. No. The only thing I was gonna say about it is like. I remember song lyrics, and Shane remembers fast food menu items.
Yeah, that's true. His secret talent is he knows all of, like, Merle Haggard's discography, and I know, like, the year that the McDLT was discontinued, 1994.
I'm in the middle on both of those. Like, I have a great knowledge base on both, like, song lyrics and...
Yeah, do you want to tell him what you learned about Coca-Cola today?
So, as some of my closest friends know, one of my favorite shows on TV is The Food That Built America, and a new season just dropped last month. So I've been getting caught up, And they did. They had a quick snippet about Coca-Cola in there today. Basically, it had as much caffeine as Red Bull and cocaine in it, like when it first was introduced.
That's incredible.
And
so people loved Coca-Cola.
They were just zipping around, dude.
Pepsi like, could never.
No,
it was
no
called
wonder
Brad's drink back then.
Brad?
Yeah, Brad's drink. That was Pepsi's original name.
They named it after they named their drink after Tim Taylor's son, Brad.
Exactly.
from Home Improvement. Yeah.
Brad Taylor's Taylor. Drink was too long, so they just they
dropped it to
back
Brad.
Just to Brad.
No wonder the Industrial Revolution happened. They were all
they were all coked and caffeined up.
Geeked on cocaine.
At what point were everybody like, hey, we got to come up with some more original stuff. We got to get more original names. We got Brad's drink. We got Colin Spaghetti. We got
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Does Brad know Dr. Pepper?
Well, Dr. Pepper, I mean, that's not the guy that invented it either. It was just a name they came up with.
This guy I worked with at Chick-fil-A named Jesse, anytime you needed Dr. Pepper changed, he would always say Dr. Pecker, dude. And
that's a great joke. Let me go get the pecker bag out.
Dr. Pecker. Yeah. And he
Diet Dr. Pecker.
Just changing those bags.
Hell yeah. Boys, WrestleMania just happened.
Wow.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It was incredible.
Dude, we were talking about Rock and
cried?
How good he was.
I cried, dude.
I cried.
When they pinned my tribal chief.
Shut up. Shut up. No, I cried when his family came out and when he called out Paul and
Bruce
Pritchard. Yeah, I teared up then. I teared up when John Cena hugged him. It was great. It was a good time. Now, Josh was saying that The Rock looked incredible, but he said something very specific and it made me laugh very hard.
Okay.
What did you say about The Rock?
When he was walking into the stadium, that was the best shirt I've ever seen on a man. Like, it was the coolest shirt I've ever seen.
It was the coolest shirt that
he's
ever seen.
The final boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked incredible.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone pull off a shirt so well in my entire life.
Yeah, dude.
And it was a bold choice.
It's like, somehow like mixed every iteration of The Rock.
Yeah.
And like that was him.
His lats are huge, dude. Like his whole upper torso is physique. Really, Friday night or Saturday night, it was like Cody's in the ring with Greek gods. Like Roman and Rock looked incredible.
And like Cody isn't in bad shape.
No.
But he looked tiny because Roman and The Rock were in the best shapes of their life.
Huge.
Especially Roman. Roman got huge.
He looked
dude.
So good, man.
But I mean, that's all part of it though.
Yeah.
Like
it is.
You want the more normal looking guys gonna tend to be the underdog kind of face in that kind of fight.
Except in the 80s.
Dude.
Except in the 80s.
Yeah.
Except when Hulk Hogan was around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I'll go over him, dude. Rubber match. I'll beat him 3 times.
Boop. There's no way this guy can beat me, brother.
Oh, yeah. I'll have 3 matches with Sean. Actually, 1. And I'll go over on him, brother. Okay. Take care.
No, but I was being serious when I said I cried when they pinned Roman just because it's an end of an era, man. Like, I know he's going to have.
We haven't had a belt change in that title for 4 years.
Yeah, he's carried wrestling for 4 years, at least on the side of WWE, and we haven't had a title run that long in 40 years since Hogan's run, dude. Like, there's a good chance we're not going to see something like that again in our lifetimes. And so it's like. It was special. And some of the best storytelling in the past 25 years in wrestling. I mean, truly, it was, it all came. It was beautiful, man. Beautiful. Wrestling rules.
Wrestling's back.
Yeah, I hope it's just going to be a launch pad where they build on this and just keep it going upwards.
Yeah. And I think it will. And like I was listening to Triple H talk in the press conference, and he said this, he's like, the WWE's product will be unrecognizable in a year. You think we've done the best, our best work, you haven't seen anything yet. And he's like, and we're not competing with anyone else. We're competing with ourselves. He's like, I'm trying to beat the best eras in this company.
Let's go.
And I'm ready, dude. I'm ready. I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really like him putting a bow on like what Vince started. And just kind of, it was. I think it's the perfect way to like enter the new era of Triple H.
It was a really good night kiss to the Roman era, the Vince era, and like 10 years of storytelling in one moment.
Yeah,
like when he's picking up the chair and he looks over at Cody and then he looks over at Seth, he cannot resist to hit Seth with the chair, and that's how he lost the title. And it was that same. He's still pissed after a decade. And, like, that's incredible storytelling. There were so many references to old matches. And the fact that, like, Cena and Taker came out, like, getting the rub from Taker is huge. Like, he was the locker room leader.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that it's – we're doing it, dude. It's happening.
That's what I was saying to you the other day. Like, Stone Cold would have been incredible. But, like, have Undertaker come out and then everyone is gone except for Cody and Roman when the lights go off.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I know is when I heard the Undertaker bell go off, I was standing in my living room,
yeah,
watching the screen. Like, yeah, it was the most tense moment. And then lights went out.
I had my hands up my head like this for like the last 5 minutes of the last 5 minutes of the match.
Dude, when I thought Mox was gonna be on screen, I was like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, like, dude, I freaked out. I was like, no way. But that's how good the match. I saw the TikTok. Somebody said, you know how good the booking of a wrestling match is when you think a guy from another company's come out?
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, it's so good.
Man.
I'm happy with Mania. What else has been going on, Bubba? Do we have an update on Nora the Cable Guy?
I went to Gary and Jonetta's on Saturday. They needed some more light fixtures hung. They bought two new ceiling fans. Went over there, put them up for them. Nora the Cable Guy. St. Jonetta seems to think we might be able to get her on here for about 4 minutes, and she might talk to me. So...
okay.
Maybe the cable guy isn't ready to get on the comedy tour just yet.
Yeah.
If she's Nora the Cable Guy, who are the three of us?
I'm Bill Engvall, Dibs.
Commissioner's Ron White. He has to be.
Yeah, he's 100% potato salad.
And I'm Jeff Foxworthy, I guess.
You might be Jeff Foxworthy. But yeah, Nora the Cable Guy is Austin's 5-year-old niece.
She'll be 5 in July, yeah.
Wow.
And she is so funny.
Yeah. And she's got a really country accent. We kind of don't know. We think it's Lord Gary Taylor that's kind of
it's gotta
imparted
be.
That. But yeah, it's very funny.
She said a while ago.
Yeah.
A while ago?
A while ago.
A while ago.
That's what she told me.
A while ago.
Like a wall, like the thing that holds up your roof.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Like a while ago. And she
I
said,
know.
Oh, okay.
But she a while said ago. A while ago.
Yes. All one word.
No. A while ago. So good.
Yeah, dude.
Already hit some down yonders.
She's fun. She plays along. I asked her if she wanted to do tackle drills. She said yeah, but then kind of chickened out at the end of it. But initially, she was about the heat. She was ready for the action.
You were getting her. She was in a 3-point stance. She was padded up.
She's like,
clear eyes, full heart.
She wanted
lose,
to play know? Something. It was hide and seek or something. I was like, no, but I'll do tackle drills in the yard with you.
I'll time you run a 40.
And then we got my dad's Jeep and tore up Keith's yard. So it was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Just doing donuts in Uncle Keith's yard, just tearing it up, running through the chicken coop.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Being reckless.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room to do that there, and we did it. Making it happen. You got that I new Jeep. That. You got to ride it. If you ain't riding it, what are you doing?
What's the point of having a Jeep if you're not going to get it a little dirty?
Yeah.
If you're not doing donuts
in your uncle's backyard.
What's the point of buying a Jeep?
I walked to the Ring camera, and I was like, Keith's going to be mad as hell. We don't.
I believe that Austin could just have a sitcom on the antics that he does on the Ring camera. He's always sending me clips. He's just out there just like working on a tight five in front of the Ring camera.
It's my like my video diary.
Yeah.
I got one from a few weeks ago where I like it walked out. It was like right when it was like the day before I finished that side job. I'm like feeling good. Probably going to finish that side job today. Looking a little skinny. I was like, I'm winning. And then just
I'm just doing me today.
Yeah. What did I do? I sang a song the other day. I'll have to find it. It's very good.
So instead of just making TikTok videos, you're just out there talking to your Ring camera like it's an audience.
Talking to it, flipping it off, dude. Just having the best time.
Double birds in the sky at the Ring camera.
That's amazing.
Because I hate that thing, but it's really allowed me to express myself. So maybe I love
it. It's also
it.
Given me an outlet, you know? It's the only place I can be me.
Ring cameras are healthy, dude.
Who needs therapy when you have a Ring camera?
It's a great question. Not me, dude. I'm crushing it.
I definitely don't need therapy.
I have a Ring camera.
I don't think you heard me correctly. I have a Ring camera. Oh, jeepers.
What is this, Scooby-Doo? This guy just said jeepers.
I don't know why he said jeepers, dude.
What are you, looking for a mystery, dude?
I'm not going to lie.
Dude.
I was not prepared to be on a podcast today. Shane just dropped this on me like 10 minutes ago. No,
you're doing
really
great.
Ask.
You're
He's
fine,
like,
Commissioner.
Come do a podcast. Just do a podcast. I'm like,
yeah, I didn't know. Ask. I didn't give him a choice.
I don't know what to do. I really don't understand this still.
That's fine.
Like, I don't listen to podcasts.
You don't
we're
have
having a conversation.
We're just talking,
dog. I know.
We're just having a conversation. And we're making fun of me for saying jeepers that one time, even though I've been hot on Old Man Jenkins' trail for over a decade.
He's got a spyglass out looking for footprints in the dust.
Yeah, dude. I'm out there with my UV light. I'm seeing Old Man Jenkins has been busting loads all over this haunted house.
There's ectoplasm everywhere.
Just hot Jenkins loads.
God, that would be such a funny thing if they did that in a real Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Just film a bust out like a black light. And it's just the whole place is covered in
that
gin.
That has to be a
robot chicken
guy
joke.
Cutaway.
Yeah. Robot Chicken or Family Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a Robot Chicken where the Scooby Gang went to Camp Crystal Lake with
Jimmy. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's funny. They all die.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love that. But, man, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for these meddling kids.
Commissioner.
What else you been in?
Who's Go your ahead. Favorite Scooby-Doo villain?
Scrappy.
Whoa. Nice. The scrappy hill turn in 02.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my mom hated that. We went to see that. I'll never forget it. We went to see that movie in theaters at the Kendallville Movie Theater.
That's a rough one to see with your family.
Yeah. It's a little horny. It's a little satanic.
Yeah.
And then her favorite character on Scooby-Doo was a bad guy. She was more pissed about that than she was about the Satanism.
Your mom's favorite character is Scrappy?
She's a Scrappy guy, dude.
Well, I know she's Doesn't a Scrappy that... guy, but her favorite character is Scrappy.
Yes. Doesn't that explain so much about her?
Yeah, kind of.
Really, it kind of does.
I mean, yeah, kind of puts a bow on it.
That's been her role model for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Just got Scrappy posters. Just got yeah. a quote a day book from Scrappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's got a shrine to him.
It's puppy power too. Again. It just says
puppy power over and over again.
Puppy power. Yeah. March 14th. Puppy power.
What does it say on Christmas, you think?
Puppy power.
Yeah, hang on, let me look. Puppy power.
December 25th, yeah. Puppy power.
Yeah.
Scrappy kind of sucks. I guess that's it was funny, like, you know, looking back on it, putting Scrappy mm-hmm. as a villain and right?
Mm-hmm.
People didn't talk about irony then the way we do now, or like that kind of humor, I guess. That movie was ahead of its time, I think.
Yeah. It's very good.
Purple is a fall color. It's the middle of May. I love that guy.
And then the Scooby-Doo 2. God, Scooby-Doo 2 is a perfect movie to me.
Monsters Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed.
It's very good. I like the part where he uses a toilet brush. He's like, it's a clue. And then they sing into it. We sing that a lot at our house, dude.
I don't think I've watched Scooby-Doo until like since Scooby-Doo has come out. Like,
give them another spin, dude.
Like, I don't remember them. Like, I didn't really watch the cartoon that much as a kid either.
Oh.
Oh, we were a Scooby-Doo household.
We didn't have cable.
No, like, we didn't either. But we had a bunch of VHS tapes of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
I was watching PBS.
Yeah.
So you're a big fan of Reading Between the Lines then.
Wishbone. That was
What's the story there, you think?
Yeah. And
what's the story, Wishbone?
Remember when he became Atlas for a minute and held up the whole world on his nose? Yeah,
on his nose.
The whole world on his nose.
Some pig.
Dude, the first time I was exposed to like any of that literature was fucking Wishbone, because my mom wouldn't do anything but Bible shit.
The only thing you had was the Bible. That's the only book you guys owned.
It's the only book you need.
That's it. Ask Willie Ames, dude. He'll tell you.
I did just order a Hebrew to English and Greek to English Bible. So the Old Testament is in Hebrew and the direct translation is under it, and the Greek is the New Testament and direct translation is under it. So I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I don't care. It's at the top.
See what all the fuss is about.
I'm going to figure this thing out.
Once and for all. We're all waiting for it, Austin.
He's just pouring over the Torah, and he's like, "It's all connected."
The sea scrolls say this. Just in the group chat, sending revelation to my boys.
You just got the Book of Enoch, and you're like, "There's fucking aliens in the Bible, dude."
Turns out the movie Noah with all those big tree ints, not far off.
Pretty close, actually.
About the
His papaw was Enoch.
Well, it says here Noah's meemaw was a giant. Big lady. Could make a mean cornbread.
She was a hell of a broad.
It's all in the Bible.
It's right there.
It's in the red letters.
Oh, my gosh. I'll give it a good once over. We'll figure it out.
Oh.
What else you been into, Josh? What you been doing?
There was an eclipse yesterday.
Oh,
What'd you
yeah.
think of it? Did
Yeah.
you look at it?
No, it did get dark around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I looked out my window trying to find it and could not see it. And that's about all the effort I put into that.
It's a good thing because it would have blinded you and burnt your retinas.
Yeah.
Would have burnt the crap out of your epidermis.
They had a viewing party at the IMS, Indy Motor Speedway. Like
Oh,
50,000
nice.
people went. So they were setting off like fireworks and stuff when the eclipse happened. So it was
I
a
bought
real American
glasses.
moment.
Didn't even get to see it.
I'll tell you right now, I don't give a rat's ass about the eclipse.
I
Me
do.
neither.
It's cool, man. I like space stuff.
It's
I
gonna
saw
happen
one. I
again
saw
in
one a
20
few
years.
years ago. The moon goes in front of the sun.
Makes
Yeah,
a little like moon butthole.
that means bad things are gonna happen.
I don't know
That's
if that's true. But it'd be cool if it was.
Have you cracked that Bible yet, dude?
No, it
Yeah.
hasn't come in yet.
It'll explain it.
It's still in
Yeah.
transit.
It's still in transit. Oh, man. Jeff Bezos has not dropped off my good Bible yet.
He just went up in space to look at the eclipse. He's got to come down, give me my good Bible.
You get it from Amazon?
Yeah, I think so.
You're welcome.
Was like $40.
That's insane.
Yeah, but Bibles are expensive, dude. This one isn't. This
Yeah.
is hardback. The other ones are like leather. Leather ones are like $60 or $70.
Yeah, I've got a leather one with my name on it.
Let's
I
go. Does it
also have a leather one with my name on
say commissioner?
It says J.R. Roseberry, but it's one of those reference Bibles, reference chain Bibles, the preaching Bibles. It
The
was,
Thompson chains, baby.
yeah, it was my grandma's kind of indirect, such direct way of you should be preaching Bible. That she gave me a few years ago.
Yeah, she also gave me one when I graduated high school.
I'm gonna
She gave
get you
it.
one that says the commissioner on it.
I was like 28 or something, like when she gave it to
Oh,
me.
yeah. Here, have a Thompson chain. You're almost 30.
Yeah.
That not what everybody gets on their 28th birthday?
Yeah, that is the Bible birthday. That is the Thompson chain birthday. If you look at all the blogs. If you check out the Pinterest board, it is the dot. Oh, she's turning 28. Let's go get her a thick ass
Yeah.
Thompson chain, King James Version
The
Bible.
Thompson Chain Pinterest board is wild, to be honest.
Absolutely. Why didn't we just call you JR, dude? That's so badass.
Is it?
We call him JR.
I like the commissioner.
I do like the commissioner, but like his name's Joshua. I won't dox his middle name. I'm not gonna say that. That's your information to keep.
Yeah.
But know that it starts with an R.
It does start with an R.
It's Regis, dude. It's Joshua Regis.
Was gonna say
Yeah.
Renard.
Renard. Joshua Regis.
It's because he's from Indiana, Notre Dame
Notre Dame guy,
guy.
yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
Alumnus.
also Notre Dame guy. So then decided we're gonna name our son after Regis Philbin. But the
Joshua
actual origin
Regis.
of my first name is way more awesome than that.
I don't think I know that.
So I am named after the bad guy from Lethal Weapon.
Hans Gruber?
Mr.
No.
Joshua.
That's
That's
awesome.
badass.
Mr. Joshua, who was played by Gary Busey in Lethal Weapon. So my dad saw that movie and he was like, that's a badass name. I'm gonna name my son that.
That rules.
That's pretty cool.
My mom agreed.
That's awesome, dude. Hey.
But I'm so sick of hearing about Chet Stedman.
So sick of hearing about Chester.
So sick of hearing about the Crimson Gin. Hey, there's this kid that I go to church with, and I don't know if I've told you this yet, but his name is Hunter, and he's literally named after Triple H.
That's awesome.
I forgot to tell you about this. Yeah, and I didn't know that until a month ago, and I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And I went and talked to his dad. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, dude, that was he loves wrestling. He's into it. His dad, they all watch it and stuff. So
I named my son after the Cerebral Assassin.
That's awesome, ain't it?
The Game.
Yeah.
The King of Kings.
This is my son, Levesque.
You should play the game the next time that kid walks in the church.
Dungeon.
It's time to play the game.
Bro, look at the Cheeto dust on your fingers. It's insane. The tips of your fingers are orange. Oh, put them up to camera, dude.
Orange as hell.
Look at this guy.
Don't talk about my Cheeto dust on this podcast, dude. That's my look at this guy. That's my own personal thing.
Jeepers.
And you can follow me on all forms of social media at Shane is Rad. You can follow the podcast at Nice Boys Podcast. Follow Austin at Colonel Austin Jones. Our theme song is Outrageous off the EP Zang by the band Dog Cops. Please send nudes to Dog Cops. Josh, you got anything for us to end it off?
No.
Pokemon garbage!